bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1. You don't have to let it play to that, and then it just died, make me look all sound all like sad, melancholy. Y'all see how he be doing me? Man, it must be Monday. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Welcome. Yes, I'm in a really good mood. I am, had a good weekend. Everything's going great. Everything's going fine. Got all this old stuff in here. Gotta do some, what's the word I'm looking for? Anyway. Everybody else stuff in it. Boy, I tell you, that's, as you get older, you get a little more persnickety. You know what I mean? You get a little like, you know, like, why don't you pick that up? Why don't you clean up that? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? Like, I am okay with people doing that. But I'm sorry, I gotta do it. Hang on. Hold on. Because it's gonna drive me crazy until I do it. Short people. All right, let's see if this works. Oh, yes, Lord. I got a chair that fits. So I can't sit in a chair where my feet bend when they touch the ground. Like, I want my feet to actually touch the ground. You know, if you're on YouTube, they touch the ground. That chair had my feet, like, I could put my feet underneath the chair because it was that short. I can't do it. If you're of average height between 5 feet and 6 feet tall, why are you here? You just cause too much trouble in the world. All the cars should be made for people 6 feet tall and older and higher. Cars should be made for people 50 years old and older. Y'all can't drive no way. So tearing up the street now. Isn't that terrible to say? Wouldn't that be terrible to say? Some people can't drive for some reason. We know what the reason is. They can't drive. And so as I've been looking around, I found this story that talks about, that actually talks about, really, like, if you live in Milwaukee, how much money do you think you need to make? And the other question I have is, what is it about money that makes it so insatiable? You know what I mean? Like, people can't do without money. What is that? Like, no matter what they do, no matter where they go, no matter what they say, they gotta have money. I just don't get it. I mean, I get it. Money is important. Money is something that you use to live every day. But in Milwaukee, what do you think that number is? Well, I found a story on JS Online that says, if you live in Milwaukee, here's the income you need to be financially stable. So first you got to answer a few questions as it relates to what do you call financially stable? Is financially stable simply being able to pay your bills every month and then having nothing left over? Is it being able to have extra money to be able to go out and do what you want to do, go on shopping sprees and travel, or what? There's a new report from GoBankingRates.com that said that in more than 50 cities, they looked at the largest cities, the 50 largest city, you need a specific minimum number in order to actually live, to be comfortable, to be secure. So, Glenn, what do you think that number is in Wisconsin in order to be, no, Milwaukee, to be financially secure, to have a comfortable lifestyle? How much money you think an individual would need to make?
I'm going to say 67,000.
Okay, 67,000. What about household?
For a couple, between two people?
Mm-hmm. To be financially stable. Like, I'm not behind on my bills, but I still got bills. I can go on a vacation every now and then. I can go buy a book, go get a cup of coffee. Stability.
In Milwaukee, I'll say 110,000.
Okay. Across the 50 biggest cities, $102,000. That's the average. That's the average household income necessary to what they call to thrive in the U.S. That means you invest some of your money, you do all sorts of things, right? Well, for Milwaukee, you were too low. $134,193 to live comfortably in Milwaukee. We ranked 20th out of all 50. So we were near the top. Gas, rent, electric, food, everything's going up. If your household does not have $134,000 household, if it's not, you might be struggling. Here's the kicker. Annual mortgage, right? $14,323 divided by 12 is that's about $1,200 a month that you're going to be that you would look to pay in Milwaukee. Healthcare costs $8,418. Got to be a deductible and copay. Oh, my bad. Healthcare is only $7,103. Groceries are $8,418. So wait a minute. $8,418 divided by 52 weeks. That's $161 a week. Young folks, blow that on going to the bar at night. Healthcare costs. How much you think healthcare costs? I'm sorry. Child care. You got one kid. Child care costs. To keep a kid. In Milwaukee, how much do you think it costs?
Per year?
Yeah.
I will say it's very expensive. I've heard this before. I've heard people have had to quit their jobs for this. I'm going to say $15,000, $20,000.
Child,
I know that's low.
Child care costs. Not clothes, food, shoes.
We're talking about a daycare center, yes.
We're talking about I got to send my kid to healthcare so I can work so that I can be stable.
Okay, I'm going to raise it. I'm going to say $35,000 a year.
$31,929 a year. You're paying a salary to send your kid somewhere to make a salary. And if you make 60, you're not even breaking even. Because after tax, oh, that's right, you're not taking care of your kid. The median household income needed to be middle class, and you were kind of close, $72,458. The low end is $48,305, and the highest end was $144,916. To live in Washington, D.C., that's the number one place, Washington, D.C., $189,306. So we talk about, oh, we're not struggling. We've got middle class in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee. Yes, we do. We have a lot of black middle class people. Are they making the amount of money that's needed in order to survive in Milwaukee? $134,193. We talk about government helping us. We talk about government cutting. But is it going to cut enough to help us live? The government's not here to give you money. The government's not here to take care of you. Unless you get Social Security. Then you paid into it, you should get some out. But to be financially stable, and it's the one thing that is the most insatiable thing for everybody, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Native, Pacific Islander. If you're a human being and alive and breathing, money is the one thing that people can never have enough of. They can have enough of their spouse. They can have enough of their kids. They can have enough of their family. They can have enough sex, enough alcohol, enough gambling, like all these addictive things that you can do. But what does it come down to? Money, I believe, is the most insatiable thing for a human being. Because whenever they make some, whenever they go, hey, you got it? They want more. And that's why gas prices are higher. Food prices are higher. Yeah, there's some other outside forces that are causing it. But right now, if you're not making $134,000 a year in the city of Milwaukee, in your household, you are struggling. That's ridiculous. I don't get it. 833-212-1017 is the number. In a few minutes, we have a candidate for Wisconsin Supreme Court, Judge Brad Schimmel, on, and I'm going to ask him just that. Like, what can be done about the cost of living here in Wisconsin? What laws need to be changed? What things need to be adjusted so neighborhoods and cities like Milwaukee can thrive? Because we keep talking about it, but I don't see anybody doing anything about it. We're going to talk to Judge Brad Schimmel. I'm going to ask him about DEI, too. I'm going to ask him his thoughts on several things as it relates to our community. You want to know why? It's because this is Milwaukee Black Talk.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I am your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. If you own a black business, if you're an entrepreneur, are you looking to share your story and grow your reach? Well, Associated Bank, I guess we're just going to do the black-owned business give back. Because you've been hearing about it for 23. This going into the fifth year. Now watch this. Each quarter, four lucky business owners will win an opportunity to spotlight their brand and journey on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. So to sign up for your business spotlight interviews. That's what threw me off. Visit blackbusinessgiveback.com. That's blackbusinessgiveback.com. Let's rebuild our community's backbone through exposure right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. For official rules, head to blackbusinessgiveback.com. That's blackbusinessgiveback.com. Associated Bank, member FDIC. Also, Truth Nation, Gruber Law Offices, Thanalysis Live is back. Thanks to Gruber Law Offices. And takes place Saturday, March 29th at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Join Thanasis Atetokounmpo. I can never say that last name right. I think I might have said it right. For a live show that's going to entertain fans like none other. Matter of fact, I just saw him walk through here. With guest Brandon Jennings and so many, 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 many more surprise guests who will be joining Thanasis Live. So get your tickets now for Thanasis Live on March 29th at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. That's this Saturday, by the way. By visiting ESPN Milwaukee on Twitter for event and ticket info. Excite and entertain because you can't get it nowhere else. 833-212-1017 is the number. So we've got a race coming up here in the city of Milwaukee and every single county and every single township, the entire state of Wisconsin. On April 1st, we'll be voting for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And it's depending on how you look at the race, it's tight or it's not tight. Story in JS Online, Wisconsinites have been inundated with political messages in this year for the state Supreme Court race. You got TV, you got social media, you got people knocking on your door, texts pop up on YouTube. It's everywhere. Well, on April 1st, voters will choose between liberal Dane County Judge Susan Crawford or conservative Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel. That decision will also determine whether the 7-member court remains in liberal control or if conservatives regain the majority they lost 2 years ago. The race has been long expected to smash the $56 million record spending that was set in 2023 for the high court. You know what the problem is? It's only 2025, and here we are again looking at it. So we've got here on the phone Judge Brad Schimmel, who is running for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. How are you?
I'm great. It was good to see you a couple weeks ago, and thank you for getting me on here with you today.
So it's kind of weird. I don't know whether to call you Brad. I don't know whether, because I've met you several times. Judge Schimmel. Okay. All right.
Brad works.
So first of all, thanks. It's a mighty chore. I mean, we've been bantering back and forth with the Crawford campaign, with your campaign. I guess in a statewide race, it's kind of tough to squeeze everything in. How long are your days on average?
Oh, I'm out the door by 7 in the morning, and I usually get home. It's bedtime or later. Yeah, this is what it is. And I've been at this for 16 months now. I got in November of 23, so it's been a long haul, but I knew I had to. I knew that I was going to get way outspent when it came to ad buys and things, and the best way around it was for me to get out. I've campaigned in all 72 counties, and I've been to most of them many, many times. And just have continued to try to meet as many voters as I can. I knew, too, that they were going to run a lot of negative attack ads that were going to be false. I was right. And best way around that, meet people face-to-face. And they can check my hairline and see that I don't have any horns. But joy, to listen to them, you think I was the devil incarnate.
So this is Milwaukee Black Talk. And so we're in an era now where, you know, everything that's basically non-white is almost, it feels as if, and it looks as if it's being pushed to the side. What exactly about, well, I'm just going to ask you directly, what exactly about DEI or anything of a minority stance has so many Republicans so up in arms?
Well, There are three initials, the D, E, and the I. Mm-hmm. Inclusion is absolutely, I have no beef with inclusion. Diversity, we should be striving to have diversity everywhere. No issue with that. the equity one, and you and I talked about that, the equity one gives me a little more pause because a lot of people are preaching that that doesn't mean equality of opportunity. They think it should mean equality of outcome.
And but who's telling you that?
Pause.
But who's telling you that? Because I'm not hearing that. And people I know in the black community are not hearing that. They're not hearing if you get $200, I get $200. If you get a house, I get a house. I'm not hearing that. And so I'm interested in knowing where that
comes from. Well, it's certainly not happening, right?
Well, of course not.
It's certainly not happening, right? Yeah.
You know, everything in life, usually, all things being equal, which is what really equity is about for me, it's in, I just want the same opportunity. But the problem is many of the laws that are written by white male millionaires called U.S. senators and U.S. congressmen and women who make laws that are beneficial to them. And so it always feels like you're trying to catch up. So when we talk about equity, what can you tell me about that?
I'm a big fan of term limits. I think we could get rid of some of that. You know, there's a lot of people who go into the Congress who don't go in there as millionaires, but by the time they come out, they have many millions. I think we need to look at term limits. We need to take that out, go back to the citizen legislator, like the founders of this country intended, right, where you do something else, whatever it is. You could be a blacksmith or you name it. I get it. There's not a lot of blacksmiths now, but I'm using that example on purpose. You could be that. You go serve you go serve for a while in government, and then you go back to work again like normal people who earn their money the old-fashioned way.
Mm-hmm.
I think term limits would help to take that money out. Now, if we could agree to call it diversity, equality, and inclusion, I'd be more on board. But there have been a lot of people who have taken this into areas where it shouldn't. You know, you look at you hear things about what went on with Boeing airplanes, for instance, where they're hiring people not because of their qualifications, but strictly because they want to fill a certain quota. That's a problem. You can't, you know, people who build or fly airplanes, they should be building quality products. They should know what they're doing when they're flying them. We should all be able to count on that.
But Brad, so we can't blame
we should be
every
creating
mishap.
That equality on the front part.
But we can't blame every mishap on the fact that it's probably a DEI hire. It was insulting for someone to say that the helicopter crash in D.C. was probably a DEI hire or there was something like that. People don't know. If you want to work for Boeing, you have to have a 3.5 grade point average and you have to have a Ph.D. in engineering or you can't even get an interview.
For all my years as a prosecutor, I learned very early on,
mm-hmm,
you can't judge things before the investigation is done.
Correct.
I agree with you. You can't make those kind of declarations. It misleads people,
right. And
it might be wrong and harm people. That's early on. I learned there's going to be another side to this story. You have to wait till you have it before you start forming your judgment and before you start tossing around accusations too, because people's reputations get damaged long before mm-hmm. anybody gets to the end result sometimes, before they finish the investigation or, you know, in a criminal case, get the conviction, just having their name on the front pages or having it listed on the court record as having been charged with something sometimes does all the damage. I agree with you. That shouldn't happen. You just have to wait and be patient until the investigation's done.
So going down the judge route, you're running for Wisconsin Supreme Court. You have an opponent. Donald Trump supported you, if I'm not mistaken, for your candidacy.
Yes,
correct?
He issued an endorsement last Friday. Yes.
So him bashing the judge, who made right or wrong, it's a federal district court judge that said about the flights out of the country for illegal immigrants. To ask for impeachment. What's your opinion on that? Because it's a step too far because each branch is equal. So just like he gets to say, I want to get rid of him, the judge gets to say no. And I would hope that the judge would follow the rule of law, of course. But what's your opinion on that?
Well, the question in the case is about whether a federal district judge has the authority to issue a nationwide injunction that stops an action of the president of the United States. When you talk about the co-equal branches, the courts do have authority to make certain determinations about which branch of government has certain authorities and which and when they don't. His objection is that this district judge is biting off more than they should be able to chew. And that's a decision that, frankly, the U.S. Supreme Court's been putting off for a long time.
Correct.
This isn't brand new. This isn't a brand new problem.
Correct.
It's been going on for probably 15, 16 years. And there's a lot of judge shopping that happens.
They'll go
to a judge that they know the outcome.
Correct. They go shop judges. They did the same thing with abortion. They did the same thing with civil rights. Did the same thing. But in many cases, it was for the greater good. So if you're in this Wisconsin Supreme Court and these types of cases come up, can we trust you? Because last time I talked to Justice Protasiewicz, and she was blatant that she was only going to do those things that liberals do. You know, she's going to support abortion. Personally, I don't think that's the place of a judge to tell me how you personally feel. Follow the rule of law.
No, it's not.
Case history and call it a day.
No, you're absolutely right. That's the whole reason I got in this race.
Okay.
We have to restore objectivity to the court. Like I was talking about a few minutes ago, I learned a long time ago as a prosecutor, you have got to wait till you have all of the evidence. You can't prejudge it. And, you know, otherwise you start forming a bias. You're going to go forward on something. And I'll tell you, the worst nightmare for any prosecutor would be locking up somebody who didn't do it. You get somebody put in prison who didn't commit that crime. You don't want to have to look back later and find out you were wrong about something like that. So it's the same thing with any. That's just part of my makeup now. After 25 years as a prosecutor, 4 years as AG, and 6 years as a judge, I don't prejudge things. It happens all the time in my courtroom now. I've been in the civil division for several years now. It happens all the time that I read the initial briefs. I form an early impression about the case, but I don't let it go farther than that because I know there's going to be a brief from the other side, and that's going to change things in many cases. And then I'm going to have oral arguments. I withhold my judgment in that case until the very end of oral arguments. My law clerk will ask me, you know, which way you lean in the morning before oral arguments. And I'll say, well, listen, I think the plaintiff might have it on this one, but I have questions. We go into court, I get my questions answered, and I change my decision because I get that moment of clarity when I find out what exactly the facts are, and then I can apply the correct law to the case, and I'll change my decision. That's what you want in a judge, someone whose mind stays open till the very end. It's what we insist on from jurors. Any of your listeners who have been jurors know this, you know, that the judge tells you after you're sworn in as a jury, the first thing the judge does is tell you, you are not to begin discussing this case with each other or with anyone. You are not to begin forming opinions about the evidence in this case until you've heard all of the evidence, all of the arguments of the lawyers, and I've instructed you on the law. We tell that to every single jury panel because that's critical to them doing their job. Only then can they serve in their proper role as an impartial juror. That's the same thing that should apply to judges. And when you've got somebody that goes out on the campaign trail and says how they're going to rule on cases and then does it when they get on the bench, that's got to end. The whole reason I'm in this race is to end that lack of objectivity, to restore objectivity. You know, judges also take an additional oath. All public officials swear to uphold and defend the Constitution.
Correct.
But judges do that, but they also take an additional oath that says that they will hear the law impartially, they'll administer the law impartially without regard to persons. And what that means is it doesn't matter who's sitting in front of you. It's all about the facts of the case and the law, and their identity doesn't matter. That's how judges need to decide cases. Otherwise, if they're going to put their own opinions in, you walk into the courtroom, you're going to look up at which judge is hearing your case and you know whether you won or lost already. That's not the way the justice system should work. What's the point of it then?
Okay. Final question. So during the Trump reelection, he chipped away significantly at the black community. Some are for him now. Some are against him. Some are ambivalent. What is it you can say running for the Wisconsin State Supreme Court to African-American listeners on 101.7 The Truth, why should they vote for you?
Because they're going to come to my courtroom or to the Supreme Court courtroom, and they're going to get a fair shake. It's not going to be based on who they are or what they believe. It's going to be based on the facts of their case, and I'm going to expect that we go through all of the facts and go through all the arguments and then apply the law equitably without regard to who the person is, and then and only then make a decision in the case. I bring experience to this, 35 years as a public servant. And my motto during those 35 years has been something my parents taught me. You always try to leave things better than you found them. And that's what I think all public servants should do. They don't all do that. The ones that don't, we call bureaucrats. There are many, many good public servants who follow that kind of a motto. That has been how I have structured my career serving the people of Wisconsin, who have been my only client for the last 35 years, have been the people of Wisconsin. And I'm hoping to have the honor to serve on the Wisconsin Supreme Court to make sure that everybody who walks in the courtroom has a fair shake based on the facts of the case and the law in Wisconsin, not on the whims or the opinion of a judge.
All right. Well, thank you much. Brad Schimmel, he is a judge for Waukesha County and candidate for the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. Thank you much for joining me.
Thank you, Dr. Harris.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
So you heard him. Your thoughts, 833-212-1017 is the number. Millicent on the talk and text line said, make sure you ask him why there are no black people in his commercials that he's helped. He's a judge in Waukesha. Black people live in Waukesha? Okay, I'm just kidding. But I don't think a lot of black people live in Waukesha. And the only black person I know in Waukesha was the guy that drove through the Christmas parade, and he's sitting in prison for life. So I don't know. I don't know. But, yeah, 833-212-1017 is the number.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 101.7 The Truth, the Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, the Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Play this record as frequently as possible. Then, as it becomes easier for you, play the record once a day or as needed.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Hey, Truth Nation, our fourth annual Tory Lowe cleanup in the community is on Saturday, April 12th from 8 a.m. till 12 noon, and we want you to be there. Go to truthcommunitycleanup.com, sign up, volunteer to help keep Milwaukee clean. Everyone who registers for the last cleanup site, and you got to go on the website to find out, we'll get a free lunch provided by Cousin Subs. Register today, truthcommunitycleanup.com. Beautify our city together. The Tory Lowe Community Cleanup on Saturday, April 12th from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. Presented by 1MKE. We are 1MKE. And sponsored by Cousin Subs, Reyes Coca-Cola, Landmark Credit Union, and Waste Management. Waste Management. 833-212-1017 is the number. Marlon, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
How you doing, Dr. Ken?
I'm good. How are you?
I would just like, good. I'd like to say it was a very good interview. I happened to step away, though, so I couldn't hear some of the answers, but I think you kind of, you know, pushed him and let him answer the way that he wanted to answer. I think that this vote for a Supreme Court is even more important than the presidency.
Okay.
Because what can change on that court can directly affect us tomorrow. You know, if Donald Trump does something, it's going to take a while to trickle down to me. But the Supreme Court, Wisconsin Supreme Court, if something happens, it can directly affect us tomorrow. And that's why I think this is very important. Back when they were, I think it was when Donald Trump ran the first time, there was something out there called Vote Quad, which I think is very outstanding. You know, you vote for the mayor elects, you vote for the right mayor elects the right police chief. Then you vote for the right district attorney and the judges. The judges are always the hardest to vote for because you don't know, there's no record and you can't get their record on how they judge against certain people. But I just want to say that was a very good interview, and I'm going to have to listen to it on the app later because there was some stuff that I missed that I really wanted to hear. Well, again, thank you very much. It was very good.
Thanks, Marlon. But if you you go to YouTube, I think you might be able to just back up and check it out and listen to the interview right there.
Yeah, I'm in my car, so.
Oh, you can do it while you're driving. Car, so you I'll can do it while you're later. Driving. Man, come on, man. You can watch TV and drive. Oh, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. All right. Hey, the way some people drive, it may be the same thing, so yeah.
That is true. All right, talk to you.
Take care.
All right. 833-212-1017 is the number. Wesley said, after listening to Ms. Crawford earlier on 101.7 and now listening to Brad Schimmel and looking up a lot their different court cases and outcomes, many of Ms. Crawford's cases have went on to be repeat offenders. I think I'd rather have somebody like Brad, who may take a little more time in the case to hear out all the facts and make a better decision to have better results. Millicent said, what about the people? What about the people of color? Well, here's my issue with that. When you're a judge, this is me. When you're a judge, I don't want to hear about people of color. I want to hear about how you're going to rule with the evidence and the rule of law. What does the law say? If what the person did, if they're found guilty, are you sentencing them something that's based on their background? Or are you sentencing them because you're afraid and you want to get them locked up, right? In the Supreme Court, all that's already done. They hear cases that come to the Supreme Court because people are unhappy with the circuit, the municipal circuit or appellate court decision. So it goes to the Wisconsin Supreme Court and then federal appellate and then no. But at some point, well, from state Supreme Court, does it go straight to U.S. Supreme Court? Anyway, I'm not a lawyer. But I want to hear how you're going to rule and what your record is then. I don't want to hear what you think about black people, white people, Hispanic people, Asian people. I don't want to hear about what you think about abortion. I don't care what you think about, because that's your personal belief. What I believe is that if the law says abortion is legal, it's legal and you follow the rule of law, because that's how I was wired, because that's one of the first oaths I took in life. And if it's illegal, you don't do it. That's it. And if you want to find somewhere in the middle, that's not up to me. My personal choice is me. But what the law says, follow the law. And that's all I want in a person. Later, I'm going to talk about the Kinzer and that other woman who's the DPI, whose name I hate to say, is running. And I'm going to tell you why. In this instance, scream if you like, I'm backing the other woman, Jill Underley. Okay, I said it. Al, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Well, I'm only going to say this. With the Brad guy, birds of a feather flock together, and I leave that to everybody else's imagination. You brung up things with, how can black people change? I feel like this. Black people can control and outdo anything they can if they want to. The only thing they have to do is stop comparing themselves to white people, and they will see their true power.
Well, why do you think white we people do that? Don't. But honestly, well, why do you think we do that, Al?
Well, because it's always been put in their head or a belief that, you know, white is so white when really it's not. And they're going based off the skin color. And with all the traits and things that black people have, even though they know they can outperform, they choose to compare themselves to somebody that they can crush mentally and through their strength, their power, their work, and their ethics.
So Al,
that's why they continue to lose.
So what? How would you feel if a white person said the same thing you said just now about white people, and they need to stop dealing with black people who they know they can crush? And they're smarter than. Like, how would you feel if
well,
you
I'm going to be honest. I wouldn't feel
be
nothing.
Don't lie to me, Al. Tell me the truth. No,
I wouldn't
honesty.
Feel nothing. So I wouldn't feel nothing.
So are you saying
that's
it's
not
okay?
That's,
so it's it. Well, yeah. I'm yeah. speaking for me. So are you saying that it's okay to sound racist?
No, it's not sounding racist at all.
That's my opinion. That's yours. Isn't it? It sounds
right.
like white people are beneath you.
Well, I'm not saying they're beneath us. I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm saying, black people always had the power to control and dominate because white people ain't never played the game fair when you look at where we are today. They either put barriers True. In the front
True.
And they make it hard.
True.
So I feel like I go by a saying that my uncle always said. He said, if you stand them up on a corner, I'll knock them down. And once you do that, you will be untouchable. See, white people don't care what black people think. Black people care what white people think. But once black people take...
I think some do. But many times that's because you work in an environment where you're only a certain percentage of the people that work there. So at some point, you have to kowtow to the rules and the procedures and the culture.
I know I worked in corporate America, and I have hurt a lot of feelings. And I kept a straight face, you know. You don't get to say what you want to me, and I can't say it back. Because, see, if I let you say what you want, now it's not equality. If you can say something cutthroat to me, I can say it to you, except I'm going to go 10 times harder, because that's just who I am, because I believe in delivering the point and the divine favor of who I am. And once black people do that, all this stuff they're dealing with today, they'll brush right off, because you're going to keep a devil on each shoulder and one in your back pocket. And it's a time and place when to use it.
All right. Thank you much.
Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
All I can say is wow.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Such a crazy way. Whatever it is that you do, when you do what you're doing, it's a feeling that I want to stay. 'Cause my heart starts beating triple time with thoughts of loving you on my mind.
They don't make music like that no more. You got young folk up in here like, oh man, that's like, stop. I'm trying to think who today would sing something like that. Yeah, nobody. 833-212-1017 is the number. Boeing only has 10 or 12% people of color working for them. First of all, why do you say only? Number two, are we counting numbers for color when we hire things? Because if that's the case, Morehouse ain't got a lot of white people working there. So if we even it out, it's more of them than not. Like, what are we doing where we're destroying our own culture and destroying our own strongholds by making other people do what we're not willing to do? If you're not willing to hire the commensurate number of white people percentage-wise to work at your black company, then don't ask them to do it. Because you know they're not going to do it no way. Anyway, Dr. Ken just tuned in off topic, but I've been wanting to ask your opinion. Other than saying thank you to police officers who helped you with an incident, is it appropriate to send a small gift like a gift card for pizza? If you can opine, I'd appreciate it. Thank you either way. What I would do is call the Office of the Chief of Police, and I would then have them let them know that you would like to drop off a gift for some police officers and tell them the instance that they helped you. and say, I wanna drop off a gift for them and have them do that. That way you can track where it goes, because the Office of the Chief tracks everything that comes in, every call, every visit and all that stuff. Don't give it to a cop and have them do it. Call the chief of police and talk to people, or call the public information officer. There's a sergeant, and he or she will be able to direct you to where you can drop it off and whether or not the officer's got it, give them your name and all that stuff. So hope that helped. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Top 5 at 5 is up next. It's Monday, y'all. You know what that means.